Transform relationships. Cho and Alex seem to have it all, thriving careers, a lovely home, children, and an adorable golden doodle. Yet, despite this seemingly perfect life, they both felt that something essential was lacking. Many couples face similar struggles in private. Seeking help from experts Mark Groves and Kylie Macbeth, Cho and Alex realized their relationship wasn't as strong as they thought. "Do you want a better relationship?" Kylie asked. "Of course," Cho replied. "In that case," Kylie advised, "you'll need to let the old relationship go to build something new. Creating a great relationship takes effort. It doesn't happen by chance. You must first acknowledge that your current relationship isn't working and needs change. It's important not to blame yourself during this process. Recognize that how you learn to love, often from your upbringing, might not always be healthy. This applies to your partner as well. Relationship issues often stem from childhood experiences. Unresolved issues like neglect or complex family dynamics can shape how we love and connect as adults. Unhealthy relationship habits. These early experiences can lead to unhealthy relationship habits, like codependency. This means relying too much on your partner for validation and sacrificing your own needs. Recognizing these patterns is key to making a change. You must realize when behaviors like walking on eggshells or suppressing your feelings are unhealthy. A balanced relationship allows both partners to freely express their needs and emotions. To achieve this healthier dynamic, you need to be willing to make changes. Step 1. The power of taking a break. Starting a journey of personal growth can begin with a simple yet profound action, taking a break. Imagine it like entering a cocoon, similar to how a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. This break allows deep reflection and stepping away from everyday distractions, setting the stage for transformation. There's an ancient principle that suggests freedom through limitation. For instance, think of spiritual practices where monks or nuns might commit to silence or fasting to deepen their spiritual connections. These practices create a structured space for growth by temporarily removing usual behaviors or distractions. Today, we see modern versions of this principle in practices like Sober January, Meatless Mondays, or digital detoxes. These are ways we carve out time from our regular routines to disrupt habits and gain new insights. You can apply this concept to relationships as well. Taking a sacred pause can be incredibly transformative, especially after a breakup. It's a crucial first step in your healing journey. For example, after a breakup, someone might decide on a period of celibacy to detox from past relationship patterns. Kylie found that taking a break from dating helped her reconnect with herself. Though challenging initially, she gradually rediscovered her personal needs, values, and desires independently of any romantic entanglements. A guide to setting your intentional container. To start this transformative pause, you can create a container. It's straightforward. Here's how. 1. Write down your intention. Define your goal for this period of reflection, such as avoiding all romantic interactions. 2. Decide on a start and end date. Choose a duration for your pause, ideally lasting at least 3 months. 3. Draw a circle on a piece of paper. Inside it, list your yeses, activities that support your intention and promote self-care, like spending time with supportive friends or eating well. 4. Outside the circle, list your nos, identify habits that disconnect you from your deeper self, such as using substances to numb feelings or mindlessly scrolling through social media. Remember, this journey isn't about perfection. Mistakes are part of learning. This intentional container is your space to experiment, learn, and transform. When you're ready, take a moment for self-reflection with pen and paper. You're about to begin your sacred pause. This is where real change starts. Step 2, the phase of personal growth. Once you're in your cocoon, focusing on self-growth, the second phase of your transformative journey begins. It's normal to face resistance at this point, either from yourself or from those around you. While it might feel uncomfortable, this resistance is a common part of change. During this crucial phase, it's important to reflect on and strengthen your boundaries. Clear boundaries help you stay true to yourself and keep your self-discovery journey on track, without being swayed by others' opinions or pressures. Kylie faced this challenge after ending her relationship with Mark. She took a sacred pause from dating. During this time, Kylie learned the importance of setting boundaries with her family, who kept giving her unsolicited advice. Kylie communicated her message firmly. "I'm working on myself," she said, and taking time to process this chapter of my life. I'm not open to any feedback or advice about my relationship or choices. Although setting these boundaries was anxiety-inducing at first, it was crucial for Kylie's personal growth. She knew it was the right step. Communication method. If you're having trouble maintaining boundaries, a structured communication approach can help. Psychologist Dr. Alexandra Solomon offers a useful method called Name, Connect, Choose. 1. Name, the pattern of identifying and stating the specific boundary being crossed. For example, if your mom gives unsolicited advice about your choices, say that. 2. Connect with your feelings, acknowledge how this boundary violation makes you feel, like anger or frustration. 3. Choose something else, decide on the changes needed for your boundaries and communicate them. You might say, to keep this conversation going, I need you to stop being so critical of me. This method helps you teach others how to respect your personal space and values. Think of boundaries as guides rather than barriers. They help you manage relationships while staying true to yourself. Step 3. Relationship transitions. When you reach the end of a relationship break and reconnect, it's like starting anew. Just like Kylie and Mark did, you might find yourselves as different people, beginning what they call relationship 2.0. It's crucial to stay true to yourself and your values in this new phase. Don't let societal pressures or generic dating advice distract you. Those tips on how to make someone text you back or what not to do on a date often turn dating into a game. Real connection isn't about winning or losing. It's about finding someone who truly fits with who you are. Whether you're single and looking for a serious relationship or in a relationship already, it's a good idea to clarify your intentions. Remember the circle exercise. Set new intentions, and define your yeses and nos for this phase of your life. For couples, setting intentions together can be powerful. Like Mark and Kylie did, agree on the path you want your relationship to take. Establish guidelines that support both of your growth, like boundaries and avoiding certain temptations that might cloud your judgment. By setting clear rules, they created the kind of love and closeness they desired. Your intentions are personal. The important thing is to take action and make the necessary changes, choosing honesty even when it's uncomfortable. This openness allows you to experience love more freely. Key points. 1. Acknowledge that your current relationship might need to change to build something better. 2. Unresolved childhood issues can lead to unhealthy relationship habits like codependency. 3. Taking a break, or sacred pause, helps you reflect and grow outside of your usual routines. 4. Create a container by setting clear goals, boundaries, and timelines for your break. 5. Personal growth involves facing resistance and setting firm boundaries with others. 6. Use the name, connect, choose method to communicate and maintain your boundaries. 7. Start fresh in a relationship by setting new intentions and staying true to your values.